Welcome back to it. What a phenomenal track, as always, right here on Smile 90.4 FM, the home of music variety. I have a special guest in our studio this afternoon, and if you know anything about our Tuesdays, you'll know it's time for Tech Tuesday with Tienis. Tienis Jansen van Rensburg comes all the way from Bandwidth Blog, and he's going to share some things about Google getting into trouble.
That is right. These big tech companies, you know, they've got so much money and so much power, but sometimes that is too much money and too much power. And that's what the courts in the US have said. Google has officially been declared a monopoly in the United States.
I kind of understand it.
Yes.
But let's sort of break it down. Why would they be considered a monopoly?
We won't go into all the details. Obviously, there's a hell of a lot of legalities and things that I don't even understand. But the crux of it is Google has more than 90% of search traffic in the world, and obviously in the US. They have almost 98% of all revenue on ads on search, and that is the big one.
Right.
And the court has also found that they have some malicious practices to keep that status as the top dog, essentially.
Can you unpack that a little bit? That sounds a little bit dodgy. What is that about?
It sounds a little bit dodgy, yes. So, for example, if you buy an Android, obviously Android's made by Google. Google bought Android a very long time ago. So that your default is going to be Chrome and your default search is obviously going to be Google on your Android phone. That makes a lot of sense. However, on the iPhone, they pay Apple about $20 billion a year to have Chrome on the Apple, on the iPhone, and to make Google search the default option on the iPhone. So yes, you have the option to not use Google, but nobody is going to do the effort to go into your settings, switch off as default, install another browser. It's a bit of a rigmarole, and this is what they call malicious practices to keep that status.
And I mean, brand recognition as well as just relative reliability and speed.
Yes.
Sometimes if you move into the other browsers, they don't seem as slick.
That's true. And one of the problems is exactly that. The Google search experience is so slick and it's so good that the court also found that Google could degrade the performance, could make the product a lot worse, and it wouldn't affect their bottom line. That is how big their dominance is in the industry. So a bunch of these nuances came out from the court case that start to make sense if you really think about
it.
I mean, given the choice, even if it wasn't a default, I think most people would default to Google in any case. There's a reason Google is a verb now. You're not gonna go Bing something, are you?
There's a reason. I don't even know what that is, my friend. It sounds vaguely inappropriate.
It's Microsoft's try.
Okay, cool. There's a reason my brother's also known as Google in our family, because he just knows a lot of stuff, you know. It's just one of those things. Google is part of our lives.
Yeah, exactly. And so what's going to happen now, we don't know yet. And they're going into another court case now around that ad revenue off the search I was talking about, also seen as very monopolistic. And they don't know exactly what's going to happen, but the worst case scenario, the courts force Google to break up as a company into several companies. And the US have done this several times in the past. Every 20 or 30 years this happens. The last time it happened was in the late 80s with AT&T, which we know still is one of their biggest telecoms companies, but they were way bigger back then. And they were seen as a monopoly by the same kind of process, and they were forced to break up. They sold their Northeast division to another company, and they were forced like that to break up. So that is worst case scenario for Google. The other one is they can strategically maneuver themselves differently, and they can sell off certain assets, give other people maybe, you know, little bits and pieces of this monopoly that they have, which is what most analysts are saying they will probably do. Best case scenario for them, just a fine and we move on.
It's crazy out there, but thank heavens we have someone like Tienis to break it all down for us. He'll be back next week with Tech Tuesday. You can find out more about this subject and others on Bandwidth Blog. We are going back to the music right after these.